Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Parker. No, it is not Rob Parker. It is the aforementioned George Reister. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. And as you heard, Rob Parker is off this week. So filling in for him is my man, George Reister. George, what's up, brother?
What up, man? Hey, man, it is good to be back over here in the Odd Couple. It feels, this seat is warm. It feels good. It feels like home.
Man, look, don't worry. I know you've been fretting. I was on your radio show last week, and I know you've been fretting all week because, you know, you stepping into the arena. Rob G was in the arena last week, and it was ugly, all right, on Friday. I roughed him up a little bit, and you've been here before, and so you know how this goes. But
hey, I'm just letting you know.
I'm gonna be hospitable, man.
I hope you got your big boy pants on. I hope you got your big boy pants on, because today at the end, I mean, you will be looking like Ryan Garcia over in the corner after these verbal punches you're gonna take today.
Speaking of which, you mentioned. Now we're on Zoom, and it'll be on YouTube later. Where are you? You at your crib, like on the, literally on your couch, just chilling?
I'm in my studio. I'm in my studio. So yes, I'm in my studio. I do have a couch in my studio. This ain't a casting couch, but this is a studio. And I'm actually I think I'm gonna move because I want my other background on here for the rest of the stuff. So when we go to commercial break, I think I'm gonna move that way. You can see what's really going on. The background there will let you know the energy I'm bringing today.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I'm glad you're excited. All right. I just hope you're that excited when it's all said and done, because it can get rough up in here in these Odd Couple streets. Speaking of which, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G, of course, in the house. He did an admirable job of filling in for Rob last Friday. We have got Mark Ramsey on the ones and twos. He's filling in for DJ Alex Tyshirt. And on the updates, as usual, our man, Steve DeSager. Speaking of body blows, speaking of being treated badly, speaking of getting a comeuppance, how about them Lakers? How about them Lakers? And George Reister just happens to be Lakers fan number one. So I'm just going to throw it out there, George. The series is 0-3 or 3-0, however you want to look at it. Lakers being shut out heading into tonight's game. On the verge of being swept. And I want to ask you, as a Laker fan, have the Nuggets just proven to everyone that they are the superior team? And is that why the Lakers are down 3-0?
No, absolutely not.
They haven't proven they're the superior team?
You don't prove that you are this. You do not prove that you are the superior team until you close the job, right? The job's not finished. If they close the job, then yes, they would have proven that they are the superior team. The only time that I will ever say, because sometimes people will say, oh, the better team didn't win. No, the better team always wins in a series, unless it's like Toronto and the Warriors in the championship a few years ago, because the Warriors had Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson hurt. So aside from that sort of circumstance, have the Nuggets been better so far? Yes. But in game two, the Lakers gave that game away. They gift wrapped that game. Oh. And in game one, if they didn't come out playing horrible they just didn't show up. But truth be told, Chris, their problem with the Lakers is twofold. Number one, a lack of defensive intensity just consistently. Too many times loose balls hit the ground. And dare I say, because I'm a huge LeBron guy, LeBron is not giving enough energy on the defensive end.
All right. Hey, look, First of all, you're sitting here on your couch in suburban Los Angeles talking about, oh, the Lakers didn't do this. The Lakers didn't do that. The Lakers just haven't brought it.
But you do have to give credit.
Hold up. I guess Jamal Murray dropping 23 points in the fourth quarter. They gave him that. They gave him those open shots. Is that what you say? I guess Denver just came out in the Lakers in game one, and the Lakers just happened to be sleepwalking. Wow, who could have thought that in game one of the Western Conference Finals, they don't come out into... No! Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Bruce Brown, Aaron Gordon, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and so on and so forth, Michael Porter Jr., and yes, Michael Malone are putting it on your boys.
They are.
It's
Hold
as
on.
Simple as that.
I don't no, want any no, it is not as simple as that.
I don't want any
it is not as simple
I don't
as that,
want
Chris.
Any of that
First
mess.
Thing.
They are putting it on y'all.
Hey, the Nuggets.
You done
the
stepped
Nuggets,
into the arena, boy.
The Nuggets
you ain't
deserve.
You ain't playing solo no more.
The Nuggets deserve credit because they are the man in the arena. And I will say that some of the shots that they made in the end of game one and then Jamal Murray made at the end of game two and then Jokic hitting that shot right before the third quarter ended, I'm a believer that the math always starts math.
But banking in a three.
Yeah.
Oh,
I totally agree
with that.
That
was skill.
Yes, is that I'm a believer that the math always maths, right? That the math always maths. That eventually these high percentages, that over the course of a series,
they don't just shoot better than y'all.
But at the end of the day, Jamal Murray has been unconscious. This dude has been the version of himself that prior to the ACL that he scored 50 in.
Boy, that's
in the playoffs. He is completely flat out underrated. However, I believe that this series should be 2-1 Nuggets. Because it doesn't mean that the Nuggets have not played
should've,
well.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
It just
you
means
know what? I believe in addition I to been the, in the NBA.
Chris,
3-0.
And you if you're being honest, Chris, you will tell the folks that even though the Nuggets have been playing fantastic basketball, they have been clutch, they have been hitting shots, all of those things. You can also say at the same time that the Lakers, that they have had defensive lapses, particularly in transition defense, and they have not played with the sense of urgency that they need to be.
This is who they are. They're not a good transition defensive team. They're a good half-court defensive team.
That is the point,
Chris. They can't run with these boys.
And they continuously – so they have had a lot of success when they get the ball into the post and just keep running it in there to the basket time and time again and then kick it out for wide-open threes. But then after they make a run, they get back to this, oh, let's shoot just random three-pointers again. No, keep driving it due to Marshawn Lynch over and over and over.
You're talking about the Lakers.
Well, yes.
Here. First of all, let me show you what the problem is defensively. And the Lakers are a very good team. I actually thought going in they would win the series. But they have feasted, and I'm not blaming them, but it's just a fact. They beat up on a couple of teams in the first two rounds that were unbalanced and broken. Okay? Memphis, unbalanced because they can't really shoot the three very well by NBA standards.
Correct.
So all they did was want to attack the rim, play right into Anthony Davis's hands. And they're broken because Steven Adams, Brandon Clark were injured, and of course the mess Ja Morant is going through and putting his team through. And then Golden State, they were unbalanced because they didn't want to attack the rim. They were the opposite. They just want to shoot long jumpers, threes.
Well, they tried to attack the rim. Every time they attacked the rim, Anthony Davis was playing wax on, wax off.
So they stayed away for the most part. And they're broken because, as Steve Kerr and Draymond Green and others have said, they never recovered emotionally from that punch, that sucker punch of Jordan Poole. Now, however, they are facing a team that is balanced and whole. Balanced because Jokic will put you on his backside on the block and wear you out. And because in addition to that, they also can drain threes. Now, yes, they're shooting 41% from three, which is abnormal, but not that abnormal because they shot 38% during the season. One of the top five three-point shooting teams in the league, regular season and playoffs. But so they have the full package offensively, and they push it in transition. And then emotionally, they're whole because they've been healthy for the most part. Their coach is good. The players have chemistry. And so, look, I'm not saying they're wildly better than the Lakers, but they are the better team. The games have been fairly close.
Yep.
But in addition to them just being a balanced and whole team, their stars have been stars when it counted.
Yep.
In the fourth quarter.
And
right?
Here's the question I got for you, Chris.
That was a comeback. It was a blowout, and then the Lakers came back. But game two, Jamal Murray 23 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Game three, Nikola Jokic 15 in the fourth quarter. AD has 8 points in the last two fourth quarters.
Yep.
LeBron has scored about 7 points every fourth quarter, which is fine, but he hasn't been able to take over.
So
and
here's
he's made
the, here,
some bad
here's the
mistakes,
question for you.
Untimely errors
yes.
or bad shots. So
here's the question I got for you, Chris.
They're the better team so far.
Here's the question I got for you, Chris. Because we've been watching LeBron play really good basketball, right? Like efficient, some of the
during
more efficient
this, series.
Yes. And throughout playoffs.
He's played well. He hasn't played LeBron-esque.
Correct.
But he's played well.
So my question is LeBron now, are we watching LeBron be old or are we watching LeBron be hurt? Because.
Well, we will. Because, you know what? That's a great question. And we will get to that right around the corner after this commercial break. It is Chris Broussard and George Reister in for Rob Parker, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, it is the iCouple. Chris Broussard, George Reister is in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a beautiful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. My man George Reister, check him out. Weeknights on Mad Dog Sports Radio from 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific time. 10 p.m. Pacific to midnight Pacific. The show is called Reister or Wrong. And right now, he's wrong because he tried to blame the Lakers 0-3 deficit on the Lakers. When I'm saying, nah, bruh. The Nuggets are simply taking it to the Lakers. Lakers could do some now, things better, but you, the Nuggets are making right, them though,
Chris.
Do what they're...
You are right that Thank the Nuggets, like that you can't have this discussion without giving the Nuggets credit, right? All right. But you also have to say that this Lakers team, which is much different after the trade deadline, that they are not playing up to their potential at this point. They've taken bad
shots. I don't know.
Shots.
I mean, is Austin Reeves' potential more than 22 points a game?
No.
He's playing away. Hey, I've never seen Austin Reeves play so well.
Hey, he is. He feels like the definition of a guy who has just like worked on his game, developed his game, and become a new player. I mean, he looks like somebody that decided, I'm going to be a good dude.
Yeah, no, 22.7 points, 6 assists, 4 boards, on 55% shooting overall, 56% from 3. He's playing very well. Rui Hachimura, is his potential more than 17 points a game? He's shooting 50% from the floor himself. Like,
yeah, but how does that happen, though, well. Chris? How does that I actually believe that LeBron finally letting people – you know, letting go of the reins a little bit, and they're playing with a ton of confidence, and they've been making shots over and over and over again. I actually see these dudes being able to, like, if I'm the Lakers, I don't care how much it costs, Austin Reeves has to come back because he's playing like a guy who is a legitimate NBA player, not just because he's playing with LeBron and AD. He looks like a guy.
Look, he's definitely a keeper. There's no question about it. But that's my point, is that this talk about the Lakers not playing up to their potential. Well, I mean, Austin Reeves playing above his head. Rui Hachimura playing above his head. And so you asked me a question, is this an older version of LeBron that we're watching or an injured version of LeBron? I know he's got the banged up foot, but I'm not going to put a ton of stock in. I'm not going to put like the blame on the foot. If you're that injured, I don't think you can go 40 minutes a night every other night throughout the playoffs. So I think he's one of many guys who are banged up to some degree. And so I think, and I've said this for the past couple of years, that LeBron is still a great player, still a top 10 player, made third team All-NBA, but he isn't able to impact and dominate the game like he used to. And one of the reasons he has taken the reins, you know, let go of the reins, as you put it, is because he can't control the ball, control the tempo, and essentially dictate every offensive possession of his team anymore. He can't do that anymore. Yeah.
It is,
and
much
I actually
more,
like
it
this version of LeBron, as you said, who's fitting into the system rather than being the system. I think some of that, but I think that's out of necessity because and he recognizes that the other guys can actually create some stuff on their own too. He hasn't
Chris,
always
and it's
had
hard
that.
Though. It is hard to watch our favorite players get old though. If we're being honest, like it's hard. It was hard to watch old Kobe, hard to watch old Jordan, hard to watch, even though LeBron was still a 30-point-a-night guy this year, the difficulty at which that it for him to drive right past people, where like he used to be able to get to the basket at will. Now he's got to have an angle. He's got to have a little bit of an advantage. That's actually hard to watch. You're like, damn, I'm watching one of the best players of all time, if not the best player of all time.
But he's still, I mean, at 38, he's the best 38-year-old we've
Correct.
Ever seen.
Facts.
He's still playing well, but that's the thing. They need him to win this series, they need him to be vintage LeBron, not just star-level LeBron. He's played like a star. 24, 10, and 9 is what he's averaging this series, which is great.
How many games can he do that, though, Chris?
Well, he hasn't done it. Been LeBron, vintage LeBron, he hasn't done it once in this series.
I know. I'm
sure
saying,
if he could I do think it, he he'd can, have done it.
I think we're going to get it in this game.
Why
tonight?
Did he wait so long? So I don't buy the argument, oh, now he's going to do it. Well, I mean, he might have a great game, but it's not like he hasn't been trying to have great games.
Yes.
He's
but
he
the
just
question
hasn't
is, how many games
dominate.
Can he do it, though? So
he
let's,
hasn't done it once
so
in
let's
three.
I don't say it. So let's say that out of sheer necessity and fear of losing, he's like, I got to give it to
necessity and fear of losing should have kicked in. And LeBron's smart enough, been around the block enough, where he's not going to wait till you're down 3-0 to feel sheer necessity.
Well, they needed that at the end of game three because they fell
right.
apart.
And he didn't give it to him, so that's my point. This is LeBron now. It's not come again. He might have a great game tonight, but that LeBron of 2020, 2018, where he was just going to take over, put the team on his back, and get a win, that is not happening. We got Gary Washburn, the Boston Globe national NBA writer, joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Friend of the show does a fantastic job covering the NBA for the Boston Globe. We welcome in the great Gary Washburn. What's up, brother?
What's up, guys? How you doing, man?
We are good, man. And simple question, Gary. What in the world is going on with the Celtics? How do you explain this?
Yeah, Chris, first of all, I go way back with George, okay? I covered him at Fillmore High School.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So could he really hoop? Now, he's told me he was, like, giving buckets to Gilbert Arenas back
then. Yeah,
in the day.
I think that's true. I've seen him play football mostly, though, under Coach Engelman. So one of the more interesting coaches I've ever covered, pro, college, high school, or whatever. You have to ask Georgia, but I'm sure he's got some stories about Coach Engelman. But yeah,
none of them are appropriate for on air. I'll tell you that.
But man, you know, Chris, it's just like it's one of those things where they have been kind of cheating things for a while now. You know.
Right.
Letting Atlanta go to six games, letting Philadelphia go to seven, and the mental lapses, the lackadaisical play, the slippage in the fourth quarter, relying too much on a three-pointer. And now they play the team that, one, knows them so well, and the coaching disparity between Spoelstra and Joe Mazzulla is so large. Right. And then also Miami is playing at an unbelievable level. Like no one envisioned – I mean, the Heat were a team that was middling above 500 all year, barely above 500. They were just up and down, injuries. They couldn't score. They're one of the worst offenses in the NBA. And now they're looking like the 2015 Warriors. Like, they can't be stopped. I mean, they're shooting 48% from the three-point line in the series. It's incredible, their turnaround. So you combine a team that, you know, and we're always told, Chris and George, like, you know, teams can't flip the switch. You got to play well at the end of the season. You can't turn it on like that. Nobody's capable of that. Well, here we are. They flip the switch, and then combined with the Celtics just not having a real identity on the defensive side, and when they miss shots, they're not the same team. They just don't defend like they did before.
Gary, and it was asked of Mazzulla at the press conference last night. I read your article today in the Globe. Has he lost this locker room, Mazzulla?
Well, it's close. I think that it's a couple things, and it's not all his fault. They lost – okay, we all know they lost Ime Udoka. They also lost Will Hardy from last year's staff, who obviously had a great year coaching the Utah Jazz, first-year coach. And then in the middle of the season, they lost Damon Stoudemire, their only really NBA experienced coach, to Georgia Tech. And they didn't replace any of those three guys. They did not add another coach. I mean, you know, Chris, you've been around the league so long, and you guys know you need an old head on your staff. You need a dude. You need like an unk. You know, you need an uncle. You need a dude who's going to look at them young guys and be like, man, I was where you are. You ain't talk. They ain't get away with that with me. It's hard to be 34 coaching 27-year-olds. It's just it's almost damn impossible without an NBA resume, without that those stripes, you know, without that without that experience. And I just think that him not having a lot of experience, him being set in his ways, some of the players probably feeling like, man, this is how we should win, or and other players thinking like they should play more. It's just kind of brewed into a real, I don't say toxic, but just a real difficult environment where they know they're good, but they just don't always play like it. And I don't know if they have enough faith that Missoula's going to come up with a game plan to get them out of this.
Quickly, and then I'll turn it over to George for questioning. It seems from the outside looking in that he might not survive this. What's your take on the situation?
Well, a week ago, I would have said there's no way, even during the Philadelphia series, I would have thought there was no way that they would make a move, a coaching change. No way. I would have thought no. Now I'm not so sure. And I think ownership could take over, because this is what you have to consider, guys. This team is built to win a title now. Right. Now, this was supposed to be the year. In their eyes, they should be headed to Denver next week or whenever Denver closes it out. They should be them and the Nuggets in the finals, and they feel like they are the best, and they're the best team, best record in the NBA of any of the playoff teams left. This is supposed to be their year. So now you're dealing with a team that's built to win now. Do you allow Mazzulla to come back and hope that he makes a big jump from his first to his second year where he can lead this team? Do you add an assistant coach to his staff? Do you add the old head? Do you give him more reinforcement? Or do you look at the coaches on the market, the Monty Williams and the Nick Nurses, the guys who have been there, and go, we need guys to just plug in, and we trust him to lead our guys because he's done it before. And that's what they're going to have to ask themselves, because you don't know what kind of jump Mazzulla is going to make, but you also know you want to take advantage of this window with Tatum and Brown, thinking, okay, if we didn't win it this year, if you're the Celtics, next year is the year.
Right.
And you guys were on with Gary Washburn, Boston Globe, national NBA writer. Now, when you look at this Celtics team, and really if they lose, and especially if they get swept, what is the future of this team? You already talked about Joe Mazzulla, but how about Jaylen Brown? And he's got one more year on his contract, but he's extension eligible. So how do they handle that, especially with the coaching situation?
Yeah, it's tough, George, because Jaylen is eligible for the five-year, $295 million extension. Now, hypothetically, let's say the Celtics sign into that deal. And I don't know, it might be just for a couple of weeks, couple of months. He would be the highest-paid player in the NBA by salary, because Nikola Jokic makes $270 on his deal. That's the most. Now, deals are coming up, and Jason Tatum's due for $318. So it could be a week. But you're paying now a guy who is struggling mightily, you're making him the highest paid player in the league, and who is second team All NBA for the first time. So, do you make that type of commitment? If not, do you offer him $5 and $250 instead of $295, where you're talking about 50, you know, average of $50 million a year? I don't know who's going to turn that down. That's not an insult to me,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But you don't know how he feels about whether he feels like I need to be Max. Some of these guys, you know, Max is a status symbol. So you got to figure out what to do with Jaylen Brown. And then you have to figure out with the roster. Do you just run it back with the same coach and the same players? What tweaks do you make? Do you get a couple of tough guys? They're being out physical and out tough in this series. They need some more dogs. Do you bring in some dogs? Do you bring in some guys who, you know, some, as Doc Rivers once told me, every great team needs at least one crazy guy on the team. And do you bring in a couple of crazy guys? You know, you bring in a couple of guys that are just, you know, the Ron Artest, you bring in some guys who ain't going to take no mess. They're not going to take that stuff from Jimmy Butler. They're not going to. They're not going to let guys talk in there. They're not going. That's not going to happen. You bring in kind of a Draymond type of guy, right? A fierce competitor, because I think that's what they're. I think the talent is there. The fierceness might not be. Well, so they have to decide how they want their roster to lay out.
Well, I want to go over to the Miami Heat for a second because I'm wondering, Gary, if the way that this team has been built is now going to change the, let's trade for the superstar big name because of the success they've been able to have with Eric Spoelstra, with a roster of guys who were undrafted. Is this going to change some of the building blocks or the, you know, the ideas on how to build a championship team?
Yeah, George, I think it's interesting because now – and I think we're kind of getting out of it, the whole superstar league. You got to have at least two or three superstars. You got to have two or three all-stars.
Right.
Now, and Miami just works so hard to develop their guys. I mean, they have a culture. People get sick of hearing about the Heat culture and Heat system, but they work with guys. And they have guys in the off-season program, their conditioning, all that, to where guys like Gabe Vincent, you know, who played at UC Santa Barbara, and Max Strus, who played at DePaul, and Duncan Robinson, who transferred from D3 Williams College to Michigan, you know, all undrafted, end up making impact in big playoff games. And so I do think, George, that does change. And then you, on the flip side, you look at Denver. You know, how many all-stars are around Nikola Jokic? None. Jamal Murray's your best player, who is probably an all-star. But you got Bruce Brown, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Aaron Gordon. You got a bunch of guys who know their roles. I think the one thing, the difference in this Miami-Boston series is everybody on the Heat knows their role. That is not the case in Boston. Who's the number one guy? Whose turn is it to score? Like, it's Jimmy's team, and everybody else feeds off that. And that is a great way to go for that team that works for them.
Gary, before you go, we got about 30 seconds for your answer. And I want to go back to Jaylen Brown. Is he all in on staying there? I mean, I know he wants the extra money if he can get it. But, you know, there a month or two ago, it was all these articles he was talking about, you know, he didn't like his name and trade rumors and things like that. So is he all in on being there? Or do you think he might want a new start somewhere?
I think he's probably pondering that. But I also think if he feels like the organization makes a financial commitment to him, and says, you're part of our future. Here's a 5-year deal. Now, if it's $295 or $235, but something where he's got the generational wealth thing going, I think obviously he commits to that because he can't get anything but a 4-year deal out of the market.
Right.
So the Celtics have the keys. They have the power here, but they need to show him, and I think he wants a commitment for him that, hey, you're part of – you know, you're just right next to Tatum. You are part of what we want to do into the late 2020s, maybe early 2030s.
All right. That's our man, Gary Washburn. Check his stuff out daily in the Boston Globe. Great stuff, brother. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Peace. All right. We talked Lakers. Let's talk Nuggets. Who's been their MVP? That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, George Reister's in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And George, first of all, you sounded in the opening segment like you are giving the Lakers a good chance to come back and win this series. Am I overstating that? Did you say good? Yep.
No, I'm not giving them a good chance to come back. Am I giving them a chance? Yes.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, what?
Oh, this is ten being the best chance possible. Yep. One being the least chance possible. I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
That's the pretty only, good though. That's 25%.
Listen,
how about zero? I'm just saying
you can't give them.
And I picked them to win it.
Hold on, but is the reason why you cannot give them zero is because we have seen, and you've seen enough sports, I've seen enough sports, we've seen the unthinkable, the impossible happen. And granted, the unthinkable and the impossible do not happen very often.
This has never happened.
Correct.
A team 149 however, and 0 when you're
and until Virginia lost to UM,
that was
Baltimore
one game.
County, Maryland, that had never
that
happened
was one
either.
Game. That wasn't four.
That's the point, is that, Chris, there are things, and God forbid anybody gets injured, that there is anything abnormal that does happen. But let's say the Lakers win game four, win game five, sprained ankle here. That those are the type of things I am, and granted, it is to that point where it feels like that there needs to be something outside of the norm to happen. But as long as you have a chip and a chair, you still have a shot, because all of these games are won one at a time. And I remember when I was back playing in the NFL, when the Yankees were playing against the Boston Red Sox, no team in baseball had ever come back from down 3-0. It's happened in hockey. It is just extremely rare. Can it happen? Yes. Is it likely to happen? No. Do I expect that to happen? No.
All However, right, well, I'm glad you – let's get back to the realm of reality, all right? or Earth, both feet on the ground, gravity, all that stuff, all right? who they now have a Western Conference and an Eastern Conference Finals MVP. If you had to give it to a Nuggets player right now, would that be, and you we got only 2 minutes left for the segment, but would it be Nikola Jokic or Jamal Murray in your estimation?
Jamal Murray. Because, and granted, that is no slight to the great job, the triple-double that Jokic right. has been putting up, right? But Jamal Murray has elevated his game to a different level that, and his shot-making has been the difference between them winning and losing. That of course, Jokic, his passing and all this stuff has been good. He's rebounded the ball extremely well. But Jamal Murray's shot making alone has been the difference between them winning and losing. He won in the fourth quarter of game two. That was his alone. And then when the rest of the team was shooting poorly in game three, he was like, no problem. I give you 30 at half.
I hear you. And whoever wins it, whether it's Murray or Jokic, I'm not going to be mad because they both have been phenomenal. I was leaning the same as you, but when I really delved into it, I give Jokic a slight advantage because everything, as you know, runs through him.
Yes.
Everything. Like, I mean, he is the point guard. He is the center. He shoots threes. He's averaging a triple-double, as you said, 27, 15, and 11 assists. Leads the series in rebounds and assists. And the rebounding, that's been a huge key, George, is Denver's dominance on the backboards. And he has more offensive rebounds than anyone in the series. And they've out-rebounded the Lakers offensively 31-20. So I think I'd give Jokic the slight edge, but will not be in the least bit bothered if Jamal Murray gets it. We got 2 hours left. Lock it, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.